This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday, Scott Mills' daily podcast. There is a Bumbleo Wednesday, also more real or no real, more things in pop that never happened. We send Chris to the showers for a bit of shower-okey first thing, and I might have the first few notes of the brand new track by Harry Styles, or not.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
Britney Spears.
Hello, Radio 1. Good morning, everyone.
Grab your towels. It's time to come together.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show
with Scott Mills.
Oh, good morning. So, it is... Is it Wednesday? It is Wednesday, yeah. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
You right?
Yeah, it is Wednesday.
I woke up at 3:15 in a right panic. Like, I've missed the show! To myself. Really good.
You don't need to worry about it anymore because you've got the bat phone in your house.
Yeah.
And we've all got the number in this studio, so it's all fine. Just sleep easy.
Have you got the number?
I've got the number now, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I asked for it.
Yeah, so I did install a red landline phone in my bedroom because I was so worried because I have stress dreams about getting up. So that's good to know, actually. I forgot about that, but it is there.
And there's been a few near misses in the past where we've not heard from you.
Yeah.
You always get in on time. It's all good, but there's been a few near misses.
I've noticed that you all text me as well now in the morning just to make sure, and I think that's just for my benefit.
No, we've got a nice little system going. So as soon as I'm on my way into work and I know that I'm far enough from the bed, I type in YQ. On
yes,
a text
please.
Message.
Yeah.
And then you do the same.
Yeah.
And I think it just gives everyone a bit of reassurance.
And then the producer replies YQ, and it just makes us feel that we're all kind of like, you know, on the same page.
YQ being yes queen, of
yes,
course.
Yes, that's right.
Scott Mills.
How are we all this morning? Let me know what you're doing. 81199. Hi to Dave and Nat, Erica, Harry and Dominic on their way to Heathrow, going to Thailand for 3 weeks. Oh, I'm so jealous. Adam from Cornwall is lambing sheep, saying, can you get Donald Trump on innuendo bingo? Probably not, but...
I have asked Obama.
Have you
yeah,
actually?
Yeah, I tweeted him a while ago, but he hasn't got back to me yet.
Right, okay.
But he's on a hiatus, isn't he? So I'm assuming he'll get back to me at some point.
Chris totally thinks that now he's not president, that Obama would...
Totally achievable.
It's not achievable.
It's totally achievable. Mate, one of my mates was in America... Went to a driving range.
Nonsense.
And sort of two, I don't know what you call them, like cubicles down, George Bush was there, casually playing golf, right?
Sure.
He went up and just got a selfie. This is what I mean, like, I think when you're not president anymore, the access is all on.
It's not.
It is.
You're still called president for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but that doesn't... we'll get Obama on innuendo bingo.
We won't.
We will get Obama on innuendo bingo.
Are you for real?
For real. We will. 100%.
Well, everyone else in here is shaking their heads in a we won't.
I'm going to make it my thing.
Okay.
Over the next year, I will get Obama on innuendo bingo.
What we do have this morning, though, is some of the tweets, the millions of tweets we got from Harry Styles fans yesterday, read out by Donald Trump. He's agreed to do that, but not innuendo bingo. So that's coming up.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Also, I may or may not have with me this morning, I heard the new Harry track yesterday, by the way. OMG, amazing. I may or may not have the first few notes of the song for you this morning.
Oh, yes.
It could be the notes. It might not be. I mean, they're being...
I feel like you're being told to say something.
Well, I am, because we're very limited on what we can say about this Harry Styles tune.
It's sensitive because it is the biggest song in the world.
Right. It's the biggest song in the world. And there is one copy of it which gets played to you and then they just leave immediately. And that's what happened to me about 11:30 yesterday morning. But who would like to hear the first few notes?
I'd love to.
Might not be, but could be.
Okay.
I've got on my phone.
I can't tell what you're...
Okay.
Whether you're hinting or...
It's all coming up. Harry Styles is on the Radio on Breakfast Show, 8 o'clock on Friday morning.
Scott Mills.
Everyone's looking worried. What's wrong?
I don't know.
It might not be.
It's obviously a massive deal. The new Harry Styles song, so I think they're very protective of it.
Oh, yeah, they are. Text me on 81199. I got to hear it yesterday. It's good. And as everyone's saying, it sounds quite 70s and rocky. But that's everywhere. I'm fine with that. So, when we announced that Harry Styles is co-hosting the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw on Friday morning at 8 o'clock, I mean, it's gone huge. It's a world exclusive. This is hugely massive. No other radio station has Harry and his brand new song, Sign of the Times. And we've got 2 hours with him. As you can imagine, the internet went into a meltdown yesterday. We got so many tweets.
Oh, all day.
All day.
I mean, they're still coming in, but all day yesterday, the excitement for Harry Styles. I don't think I've seen anything quite like that.
Not since the One Direction at the height of it.
Mm.
That was crazy. But this is the same. So the One Direction and Harry Styles fans were on yesterday. Now, who do we know who absolutely loves to tweet? And who do we know that loves to tweet like a teenage girl? That's right, the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump. And seeing as we have hundreds of tweets from teenage girls, who better to read them out than Donald Trump, which we managed to secure? Do you want to hear some?
I can't wait.
This is just some of the tweets we got yesterday.
I love the other two filling in for him, but Grimmy and Harry have a special friendship, so I'm happy with this. Really happy.
Really happy.
It does sound like if he was a mad Harry Styles fan,
yeah,
that this is what he would be sending in. These are genuine tweets, right?
Yeah. But imagine, you can imagine Donald Trump sending these, maybe in capitals.
Totally.
In capitals.
I'm crying. Yay, OMG, so excited, cry, cry, cry. He wrote that in capitals because I was so excited.
The way I told you.
I'm screaming. I can't wait to hear this interview. Oh my God, Harry is a legend. He's huge. He's great.
More of those later.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
You okay?
Hey.
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're all right. It's Wednesday, isn't it?
It is.
What do you do?
Halfway through the week. I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay. So are you off at the moment?
I am for the next 2 weeks.
What are you actually doing with your time off? Don't say marking, because everyone says that.
Yeah, I do have a little bit of that to do, but I am going away. I've just been away for a weekend, and then we're spending Easter in the Lake District, which would be really nice.
Oh, amazing.
Sweet. And then are you looking forward to the teaching training day?
Oh, no, we don't have one. We don't have any in the summer term.
You know, everyone looks forward to that, Scott. It's where they all go in claiming that they're going to prepare for lessons and do work, but it's actually one massive party. It's like a full-on rave in the school. They get wind up and everything.
Is that true, Rachel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Full-on raving all day. Not catching up on all the other stuff that we have to do during the year. Totally not what we do.
Just get on the wines.
Oh, yeah, all the wines, all the chocolate.
They do a token bit of work. Like a real token bit of work, and then it's, wine is on from sort of like midday onwards.
Right. Hello to all the young teachers we've got listening. Really probably appreciating those comments.
My mum told me.
Did she? Oh, she is a teacher, yeah.
I may have made that up.
Oh.
But I've always thought that's what goes on there.
I mean, that's what most people who don't teach think happens in teaching. It's like when we finish at 3 o'clock, you know. We work 9 till 3, that's our job.
Done for the day, yeah.
Yeah. Literally my life.
Okay, Rachel, in the afternoons at 3:40, we normally do this game on our normal show. We get presented with some statements that may be 100% factually correct or could have just been made up moments ago by the one on our team who looks like he could be in the royal family. You've got to decide which one is which. Is this real or not?
The organisers of Glastonbury will be handing out Divide-branded pocket tissues during Ed Sheeran's closing performance on Sunday night to help fragile festival-goers get through the sadder songs.
Thing is, it's Sunday night at Glastonbury. By then, you've been there probably 4 days. I've often had a cry at a festival after day 3.
I think when all the wine is on and all the rain is on as well, I feel like it's a little bit tearful.
There was one time at Glastonbury, it was so muddy and it took us absolutely hours to walk everywhere because your feet were just getting stuck in the mud. I actually stopped and had a little tear as my welly sank into the mud even more. Couldn't move.
You were broken.
I was just like, I've had enough. And I did cry. Not going to lie.
I cried at Isle of Wight a few years ago. I was working there. We didn't even get to see any of the bands. We were working for 12 hours and it rained the entire time.
Yeah.
And that was the year it flooded.
Right.
And it was the worst experience of my life. I cried for about 3 hours straight.
Did you?
I could have done with some tissues, yeah.
I'm really excited for the Ed Sheeran performance at Glastonbury because, is it the first time someone's headlined Glastonbury, just one man and a guitar?
Can't be.
I wonder if it is. I don't know. But what I do like about that is he will save money elsewhere. Which means that I think he should put all the extra money that he's saving into, like, all of the confetti cannons and more. Bubble machines. Those big balls that go out in dance festivals. You know the ones that you threw out when Pete Tong was DJing?
Yeah, I did that at Big Weekend one year.
Everything.
Machines firing out large condoms.
Yeah, everything. Do you know what I saw at the basketball when I was in New York? The T-shirt guns, the ones that fire out the t-shirts so far.
Have you forgot that I was there too?
Oh yeah, you were there as well. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
they have t-shirt guns. The t-shirt guns fire they fire the t-shirts so far up into the crowd.
Yeah, I think he needs to get all of these things on the go.
So are there going to be branded pocket tissues during Ed Sheeran's closing performance so that we can all deal with the sadder songs? What do you think, Rachel? Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
Chris?
So handing out tissues. Well, I think the crowd's going to be massive. I don't think they're going to hand out the tissues because of that then, because it would be too many. So I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Completely made up. Sure, everyone is feeling a little worse for wear come Sunday night. But Michael Leavis and his friends will not be handing out Divide branded pocket tissues to help you get through the sadder songs on the album.
Well, because he'd have to pick up the tissues the next day and he would not be keen.
Scott Mills.
We're with Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Tell me if it's true or not.
Top TV star Davina McCall used to be in a girl band called Lazy Bear before she became a television presenter.
No way. There's a chance she might have been a singer.
Terrible name for a band.
Sounds like a children's band or like something on, what is it, CBBC.
Yeah.
What is the sort of rise of Davina McCall? I know she presented Big Brother for ages and that's where she got really, really famous.
It's all the fitness DVDs.
There's that. There's Big Brother. Street Mate she used to do. That's coming
Street
back.
Street Mate.
That's coming back. What was the idea of that? Would you go up to someone on the street and go, hey, do you fancy him, and point at someone?
Yeah, if I remember right, Davina McCall would find someone who didn't have that much confidence in going up to someone else. And then because she's so full of energy and really good at this type of thing, she would just go up to people and go, do you want to go out with her? Do you want to go out with her? And set people up like that.
Yeah, so Scarlett Moffat's bringing that back. She's going to present the new version. She'll be good at that, I think.
Would you sign up for that show, Rachel?
What, as a contestant on it? I don't know. It's a bit weird.
I often like to ask this, like, how far would you take it on reality TV? Because there's different levels of shows, right? X on the Beach.
Oh, no. No.
Tattoo Fixers.
If I had a tattoo that had gone wrong, I wouldn't be averse to getting a new one, because they are pretty good on there.
Just the Tattoo of Us.
Is that thing on MTV?
Mm. It's Charlotte Cosby and Bear.
That's all the cringe. No.
All right, Dating Naked.
Oh, God, no. That's weird.
It's good, though. Naked and Afraid.
Again, the whole naked thing, probably not for me.
Okay, I kind of got the level of where you're at, Rachel.
If they did a celebrity Naked and Afraid, which they may have done, actually, would you do that one, Scott?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
What if they said it was primetime BBC One?
Well, they wouldn't be on primetime BBC One. It'd be a quiz with Shane Ritchie instead.
No, but what if they said, this is going to go out Saturday evening?
But it wouldn't.
No? You wouldn't do Naked and Afraid?
Well, no, it wouldn't happen on BBC One. Anyway, Rachel, Davina McCall used to be in a girl band called Lazy Bear. Real or no real, Rachel?
I really, really want this to be true, so I'm going to go real.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that she'd ever been a singer, so I'm going to have to go no real.
That one is real.
Before Davina McCall made it to the big time on shows like Street Mate and Big Brother, she was in a pop group called Lazy Bear. Didn't really get any further than the demo stage, though. I really wish we could hear some. But it seems to have been erased off the face of the earth.
Does it? I'm sure. Well, she must have copies of it somewhere. So maybe we need to contact her.
I'll text her. Yeah. Okay. If she'll let us have it, that would be amazing. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Okay, I got 10. Rachel, you got 10. It's a draw.
Woo! Rachel, enjoy your time in the Lake District and the rest of your time off.
Thank you very much.
And try not to do too much marking. I know you won't.
Okay, I'll try. Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Okay, 7:41. Sinead, what have you got for us this morning?
Okay, well, firstly, after months, maybe even years of speculation about who will be the next Bond, it looks like Daniel Craig will reprise the role once more. So there's an American publication, Page Six, that claims that he's been having very successful talks with the big boss behind James Bond, Barbara Broccoli. So the whole idea of there being a new Bond was that Daniel Craig said after he finished Spectre, he really, really wasn't keen on doing another one. And if he did, it would only be for the money. So then names like Idris Elba, Tom Hiddleston, Aidan Turner, all being suggested. And every interview any of them did, they were all asked.
I want Tom Hardy.
Yes. I want Shapuddy G. That'd be smouldering.
It would be good. I don't think Barbara Broccoli is going to be keen on that, though.
So, but so Daniel Craig's been working with Barbara Broccoli on
it's a good name.
It's a brilliant name, on a theatre production of Othello in New York. And according to all these reports, talks between them have been going very well, and now they're just waiting for him to sign up. And actually, there was it started to wane a bit on there being a new Bond over the last few months. It was kind of like talk that, yeah, you know, and I think Daniel Craig sort of like softened on the idea as
well. Yeah, because he made a massive drama about it, going, I'm not going to do it, darling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I am.
Okay, it's
good.
Just, it's one of those things, I think he'd like, you know, if you finish like a marathon or something, at the end of it, you'll be like, I don't want to run another. And then, you know, your legs get better and you decide.
He's getting so much money. I think he's been a bit too big for your boots.
Yeah, also, Broccoli has definitely shown him the money, definitely.
Yeah. So, next, James Corden made this very exciting announcement yesterday evening.
The Late Late Show is going to London for a week of shows. Whoa, let's get out of here.
So, yes, his hugely popular late night US chat show is heading to London for a week in June. So what do we know? Well, all the show segments, including carpool karaoke, will be given a British twist. So where they'll drive the car will be interesting, because obviously traffic in central London's not quite free-flowing, is it? But also, what stars will he get on? So we'll have you think about this. Harry Styles, maybe?
I reckon.
But he will have only just released like new music, so he would have to sing One Direction songs, and One Direction have already done it, so I don't know if that...
Would be good. Prince William and Kate, that kind of thing.
Just
doing carpool
karaoke. Just singing random karaoke songs.
That would be the one, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, you don't think Harry would do his new track because not well known enough yet?
Yeah, because it's not as like sort of, you know, karaoke-ish yet, is it? Until you know it really, really well. Dude. But then Ed Sheeran might be a good shout, but he will actually be on tour in Mexico around the time they come to London, unless they film it way before. Otherwise, maybe like someone just like really massive heritage act, the Rolling Stones, getting them in the car would be a good
show. All of them in the car.
All of them, yeah.
But it's still being the late night show in America, right? So I don't know how time difference works with all this, but it's not late night in the UK. It's not been shown in the UK at the same time, right?
It is.
Oh, it is. Oh, right.
Yeah, but they don't, it's not a live show anyway.
Is it not?
No. It's recorded in the afternoon.
Oh, that's another show ruined.
They all are. All of those shows.
Are they?
Yeah, they're not live. Sorry about that.
You look quite sad about that.
Should be live.
It's not late. It's not late. It's about 4 p.m.
Another one, maybe Little Mix.
But yeah, they're kind of doing it in America now.
Yeah, a bit. But yeah, we shall find out. Now, finally, lots and lots of talk about Doctor Who and its future at the moment. So obviously we know the current Doctor, Peter Capaldi, is off after this new series, which kicks off on April 15th.
Is that his decision?
Yes, he wants to leave.
Keep at it a bit longer.
But also rumours that the new assistant, Bill, played by Pearl Mackey, so she's not even been on the screens yet, this might be the only series she actually does. When Doctor Who makers were asked about it, they said, "We never reveal the fate of individual characters on the show. Viewers will have to tune in to find out. We're still filming Series 10 and no casting decisions have yet been made on Series 11. But the reason all these sort of rumours are arising is because Stephen Moffat, who writes and produces Doctor Who, is leaving at the end of this series, and Chris Chibnall, who's the man behind Broadchurch, is taking over. So thoughts are that he'll want to completely revamp it, and with rumours that the new Doctor might be a woman, maybe he'll want a male assistant. And that's also why Olivia Colman is one of the front runners to take over, as is Phoebe Waller-Bridge, because they're both in Broadchurch.
Olivia Colman would be amazing.
Wouldn't she just?
So good. Chupuddy G.
Orchard Buddy G.
Scott Mills.
I got played the new Harry Styles track yesterday. Yeah, that's all I'm allowed to say.
They're so protective of, obviously, of the song. Because it's massive and it is going to be the biggest song in the world.
It's a new song by Harry Styles, who used to be in One Direction. I'm not allowed to give any opinion. Or any kind of clue of what it might be. However, I may have the first note of the song on my phone. Who wants to hear it? 81199. It might not be, but it also could be.
Scott Mills.
Chris, you're still not showering of a morning?
Well, no, I always shower the night before.
Well, that's minging.
There's no time in the morning.
Right, okay, well, make time. Make time to shower. I do.
Why would you do that? Why would you get up half an hour earlier to shower?
Shower takes 5 minutes. It offends me.
Scott, at five in the morning, it's not happening.
Well, we've all done it.
I don't know how you... I honestly don't know how you do it.
Producer Mark's done it. HRH has done it.
Have you actually, or are you just saying you...
They have.
He's had a royal wash.
Yeah, he's had a posh wash.
Is that one?
We've all done it. I don't understand why you find it so hard.
Because I do it the night before. I don't see what offends you so much. Okay. Whether I have one in the morning. Did you have a shower last night?
I had one this morning. I'm sending you to the showers and we're going to do some shower-oke. I think that's probably benefiting everybody in here. That's coming up. Off you go.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So I have sent Chris down to the showers in the basement of the BBC in London because he never showers before coming in to do the breakfast show, which I find a bit gross. And while he's down there, I'm going to give him a little song to sing and see if we can get everyone in the cubicles there in the basement showers to join in. Chris, you there?
Hey, Scott, you all right?
How's it looking down there, grotty?
Yeah, it's got that sort of smell that I think we described it last time, but it just smells like sort of men's shower room. It's not nice. It's not pleasant.
Smells a little bit sweaty, doesn't it?
It does. Also, it sort of carries in the steam of the hot water. It's all a bit... It's really clammy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's a bit like... if you've ever been to an aquarium, it's a bit like that.
Is there anyone else using the showers this morning?
Yeah, well, there are. So there's people either side. But also, there's a lot more towels than there are normally. And there's some pants hanging up on a sort of heater next door.
Oh, yeah, they do that, don't they?
Yeah, they hang their pants on the heaters just to sort of dry them out, which is odd because they shouldn't be wet. So what it means, Scott, is that employees here are sort of treating themselves after a shower to hot pants. I don't know if you ever do this yourself as a treat.
I do, actually. Sometimes I put it on the heated towel rail thing just so that, like, when you put them on, they're nice and warm.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're doing here. But there's more than one pair, so it means that a couple of people are doing it at least.
I bet you one pair of them is Jeremy Vine off Radio 2's.
Yeah, well, he gets a sweat on, doesn't he, because of the cycling. He cycles everywhere, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, the thing is you've got a lot of people in there that will cycle to the BBC, so they need to shower.
I don't think they're his pants. They're Walvin Hwines.
Anyway, are you ready to get some singing done in the shower?
Yeah, I can. What do you want me to do about my trousers? Are they coming off? Do you actually want me in the shower or not?
Yes, you're having a shower.
All right. I thought we could just put it on my back or something, but no, you want it?
No.
Okay, hang on.
Chris is now dropping trowel here on Radio 1.
Just doing it one-handed. Okay. I'm ready when you are. Tell me when you want the shower on.
Is the top off?
Top's off, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go for it. Put the shower on.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, it's cold.
Ooh.
And we're fine. It's always a couple of seconds of cold.
Yeah.
When it first goes on.
Especially in those ones I've noticed. It's really cold and then goes really quite warm really quick. Okay, do you want to know today's song?
Go on, then.
It's Shower the Horse I'm Done by Anne-Marie. Ciao, adios.
Okay, I take you on the Shower the Horse version for this particular...
I would like that, yes.
And you want this with volume?
With volume, obviously, yeah.
Can you hang on 1 second? The shower's too hot now. 1 sec.
Okay.
That's better.
I want you to be comfortable.
That's better, okay. That was stressing me out.
Right, so I reckon there's quite a few busy cubicles around you, right?
Yeah, well, there's definitely... I don't know if there's still two people either side. There's definitely one on the other side, but he's gone very quiet.
Well, let's treat them to a Wednesday morning sing-along with Anne-Marie.
I've just heard someone go in front. Right then, everyone, let's have a little sing-along this morning. Scott, hit it.
OK, Chris, I'll start the track and I'll let you know where to come in. Here we go.
I'm on to you.
You're giving her all of your money and time. I'm in the shower, this is so fine. Yeah, you. Shower the horse, I'm done. Shower the horse, I'm done. Shower the horse, I'm done.
Any reaction?
No, but no one's... I didn't really give anyone a chance to join in.
Okay, maybe take it from a bit earlier. Here we go.
I'm on to you.
Go!
I saw you with her, kissing and having fun. And don't go to wasting all of my time. Rhyme and a minute of money and rhyme. Yeah, you, yeah, you. Shower the horse, I'm done. Sing along. Shower the horse, I'm done. Sing after me. Shower the horse, I'm done.
Nothing. Oh, did you hear that?
What happened?
Just a bit of coughing.
A bit of coughing?
Someone coughed loudly.
Do you think that was like code for shut up?
I don't think anyone's going to join in. Shall I just finish myself off here and then I'll come see you?
Yeah, all right, yeah, that's probably best. Why don't they sing? It's like early in the morning and they should be cheerful.
I know, but it never really works out, does it?
No, I just kind of like to hear you sing in the shower.
I know.
Okay, come back.
Give us a couple of minutes. Let me just finish up and I'll come see you.
All right, then.
All right, mate.
Okay, bye.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Steph's been ongoing. When is Bumbleo Wednesday? We'll have a little midweek dance, a midweek celebration to Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings just after 9. Gypsy Kings. Also, Scott and Cameron listening on the way to college on the Isle of Man. Good morning. Hello, Matt.
Yes.
Yes, Queen. What's going on? Oh, what's going on, Matt?
Not much. Just me tractor in Cheshire ploughing.
Are you ploughing away, are you?
Ploughing away, keeping busy.
Young farmer. And what's tractor? Is it a John Deere?
It's a John Deere 6210R.
Yes, my favourite one, actually.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah.
He knows. What time did you start ploughing?
Probably about 6:30 this morning.
Oh, working hard.
Already a couple of hours in.
Yeah.
Couple hours in, plenty more to go.
That's right. Okay, whereabouts do you live, or where are you?
I'm just in Cheshire at the moment, up near Tatton.
Okay, cool. You know about bangers. We normally do it in the afternoon. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and then you choose what's what, all right?
Yep.
Chris, you go first today.
Okay, me to serve. This is my choice today. Tune. This is Gym Class Heroes, Clothes Off. Yeah, you like this one, Matt?
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yes, yeah, nice. Not bad.
You got a horn on that, John Deere?
Yep.
Let me hear it.
Give it a second.
No, that's all right.
Nice. Good horn.
Get it?
Yeah, got it. And this is my one. 5 years time,
I might not know you. In 5 years time, you okay, hun?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Ooh.
Noah and the Whale.
Okay.
5 years time.
What's going on this week?
So
here's the situation, man. I'm 2-0 down. I really shouldn't be. I've had two bangers the last couple of days. Haven't been chosen.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a robbery yesterday. I'll give you that one.
It was not. The police were not called.
But you've got a clear choice today, surely. Gym Class Heroes.
Oi!
Or Noah and the Whale.
Don't persuade him.
Oh, well, it's going to have to be Chris today, I think.
Oh,
yes.
See, here's the thing. We have to take our clothes off. So sexy. We have to party all night. This is happening. Thin chicks, brown chicks, black, white, yellow, and brown chicks. Got chicks, all hot chicks, indie rock chicks, and hip hop chicks. Thin chicks, brown chicks, black, white, yellow, and brown chicks.
I don't really know what I was thinking of my choice. You totally deserve to win that.
It was a bit melty from you, wasn't it?
5 years.
It's so unlike you as well, that time.
Going to the loo in 5 years' time.
Why did you choose that?
I don't know.
Was it a mistake? Did you think it was something else?
No, that has happened before.
It has happened before.
Emils, your choice was such a who, not a banger. Okay.
It's random.
Luke, Sean, Tony and Sam on the way to Newcastle to see the mighty Burton Albion play. Really liked your choice today. Not so much mine. Scott Really says Gemma in Leicester. Chris, I love you with that choice. Made my day. Becca in Oxford. Yeah, fair plays. That was Gym Class Heroes. Is it called Clothes Off?
Yeah, and it's now 2-1 to you on bangers.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Steph, how can I help you today?
Basically, I'm just desperate to hear Harry's song, but also I don't think I'll live through it.
What do you mean you won't live through it?
I just can't. I just won't.
Harry Styles, new song, 8 a.m. Friday morning with Nick Grimshaw for 2 hours. Are you looking forward to it much?
Pardon?
Are you looking forward to it much?
Yes, yeah, a lot.
There is some very extreme stuff being said by people on tweets. Kind of an excitement for it.
Everyone's going mad.
I agree. Everyone is going mad. Right.
We've actually got Donald Trump to read some of the best tweets that we got sent yesterday about Harry's appearance on Radio 1 on Friday.
We get to hear him talk for 2 hours and get 5 minutes of him singing. I'm so used to giving and now I get to receive.
There's Donald Trump there. So you're a massive fan, right?
I am, yes.
What about if I... Let's say I had the first note of the song.
Then I'd probably die.
Okay, but it might not be.
I can't deal with this stress. Okay.
Do you want to hear what I've got?
I mean, I do. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Thoughts?
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Like I said, it might not be.
I know, but I just don't do this to me. Please don't.
Do you want a bit more?
If you got it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously. I love it.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, very different to One Direction.
A little bit more?
Oh, I'm getting really nervous now because I'm feeling like if it isn't.
Here's
oh, right, okay.
Come on.
All right, okay.
Do you love it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. No. I'm just getting really nervous now.
Sounds so good, doesn't it?
It does sound good.
Sounds really good. Might not be. Friday morning, 8 a.m, Harry Styles. Love you, bye!
Love you, bye!
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, took time out of his busy golfing schedule yesterday to voice some of the tweets that we've been getting over the last 24 hours since we announced that Harry Styles is on this show on Friday morning at 8 a.m. I mean, the response has been incredible.
I take the day off, but I need the money to see him. Everything is for him.
And this one.
Currently crying and ranting to my friend about Harry being on BBC Radio 1 because I have school at that time on a Friday.
8 a.m. Friday morning, Harry Styles on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for 2 hours talking to Nick Grimshaw, and you'll get the new single.
OMG though, Scott, I can't even. Can you play a bit more of the Harry song?
I can play the first bit. This is all you're getting. Might not be it, the Harry song. Friday morning, 8 a.m.
I love it.
Do you love it?
I love it.
I love it.
Scott Mills.
It's 479 days since One Direction left us, but Harry Styles is back on Friday morning, and he's on this show for 2 hours from 8 o'clock, and you hear the brand new track, Sign of the Times. Have you seen the photos of him filming the video?
No.
They're all... online now, yeah.
It's happening.
So he is, like, dangling from a helicopter somewhere off the coast of Scotland. It looks amazing. I wonder if anyone took pictures of that. If so, send them in to 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. Still getting loads of texts about Harry's appearance on Friday morning. Donald?
No, you can't do this to me. That's at 2 a.m. here. The things I do for these boys. SMH. I don't even know what SMH means, but I... Sure, somebody write it on Twitter, so I just put it.
All these songs coming up.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
It's a celebration. Let's do it.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
So keen for an early one.
Shower the horse, I'm done. Sing along.
Ooh, I'm done.
Shower the horse, I'm done. Sing after me! Shower the horse, I'm done!
No, nothing.
Oh! I'm wearing high heels, yeah? Currently crying and ranting to my friend about Harry being on BBC Radio 1 because I have school at that time on a Friday.
It sounds like him.
Shall I just finish myself off here and then I'll come see you?
It's got to be done.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
£1 fish, man.
Do you want a bit more?
If you got it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously. I love it.
I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat.
Never happened.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, here we go again.
We all love you. We all miss you. Michael Jackson.
Yep.
How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders will be wonders. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
I thought he was going to go again. I thought you were going to go again.
Yes.
Remember the £1 fish guy?
Yeah.
They're very, very cheap. £1 fish. That was the follow-up single.
Yeah, really good, really good.
We will love you.
Come on.
Michael Jackson.
Sorry.
Shout out.
I'm obsessed. Aaron and Rebecca. Bombleo all over Ipswich. Yes, lads. Highlights of my week. Halfway through. Sam drilling sugar beet in Martham. Amazing Gap Boy says, yes. Will emptying his mock box. That's one in Philby. Also, Lee says it's really cheered him up this morning, halfway through the week. Chris, Froddy and Andrew, the bin men from Inverness, bumbling their bins off.
Bumbleo.
Shake it. Hamish is bumbling his pallet forks off. Jay and Corby, yes, Queen, having a cheeky little bumbleo at the workbench. Amazing Gap today, lads. Thank you. Bumbleoing in his lorry, cheering himself up, is Craig in Market Harborough. And the boys pumping slurry in Devon.
Bumbleo!
Bumbleo! Got any?
Yep, Ben in Pickering, bumbleoing his tweezers off right now. Hello to George the Trucker, of course. And Richard and Colin bumbleoing whilst fence erecting. They're always erecting fences,
always.
Those two.
40 of those. One more time. Nick bumbling only with man flu.
Oh, sorry.
James Lewis in Bristol bumbling while climbing telegraph poles. Katie
one?
In London says yes to a morning bumbleo. Love Michael Jackson says Kevin in Newton Abbey. Spence and Mike bumbleoing their spanners off in Somerset. And Jay just about to get to work and bumbleoing all over Worcester. Right, yesterday we were talking about things in songs that never happened. You might tell us, pop stars, that they happened, they didn't. It started off when, the most annoying line for Chris at the moment in the Selena Gomez and Kygo song, I had a dream we were drinking whiskey neat. She didn't even dream that, never happened. Also, this from Jay-Z.
Yeah. I wear my chain to the game, but for the game, I sip champagne from the World Cup.
Never happened. Is rappers, I think, are the worst for this. Especially when they're in the sort of like, they're boasting about stuff that they've done. And
also,
it never happened.
Sean Kingston, mate.
It was back in 99, watching movies all the time. Ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime.
Never happened because you were nine in 99, 9 years old there. So, never happened.
Well, we don't think it did. Unlikely.
Well, also, Pitbull. I mean, don't believe a word he says.
In Romania, she pulled me to the side and told me, Pit, you can have me and my sister.
Never happened. You think it? You like to think it happened, but she didn't say that.
Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We make love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
Never happened.
I kissed a girl, but I did.
Never happened. Didn't happen.
I think.
Yeah, well, you just want to think it happened. It didn't happen.
Anymore?
A classic for you here. It's a song off the 80s. May have been the 80s, but people just didn't do this then.
This is all...
No, Lionel, didn't happen.
Never happened.
Never happened. And...
I must have called a thousand times.
Never happened.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
The world is going crazy. The internet went into meltdown yesterday when we announced that this is the only radio station in the world, that has Harry Styles Friday morning, 8 o'clock, with Nick Grimshaw for 2 hours, chatting about literally everything, and you'll get to hear the brand new single. I mentioned this earlier, but Chris has only just seen the pictures of Harry dangling from a helicopter for the video.
It's madness. Like, when you told me about it, I thought he might just be a few foot off the ground.
No.
But he's fully, you know, just... And also, he looks so relaxed with it in the pictures. He's in the air, and he's just sort of dangling. Seems well happy.
We did get... it was somewhere off the coast of Scotland somewhere. It looks beautiful, actually. We had somebody on earlier texting us saying that... they actually saw Harry dangling and thought at first it was a rescue and then realised quite soon afterwards it was a music video. We had a caller on earlier who was so excited about hearing the Harry track on Friday morning at 8 o'clock. So I played a little tiny bit, like the smallest bit of the song, but might not be.
I'm so excited.
Like I said, it might not be.
I know, but I just... Don't do this to me. Please don't.
Do you want a bit more?
If you got it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously. Oh, I love it.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, very different to One Direction.
A little bit more?
Oh, I'm getting really nervous now because
bit
I'm
more.
Feeling like if it isn't.
Here's
oh,
a
right,
bit more.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, okay.
Love it.
My God, I'm just getting really nervous now.
Sounds so good, doesn't it?
It does sound good.
On radio.
Sounds really good. Yeah, and also we had, thanks to our brilliant impressionist friend Luke Kempner, it wasn't actually Donald Trump. We had Donald reading out some of the best tweets we've been sent over the last 24 hours. Because you remember, as soon as we said it yesterday, it just went crazy.
Yeah, Luke Kempner's so good with his impressions as well. He does a brilliant Donald Trump. Do you remember we had him on at the Lolathon and he did a brilliant Andy Murray as well?
So good.
We need to get him on more often, I think, just reading people's texts and tweets. Do you remember when we used to do Loving the Trolls? I think he'd do a great voice for that.
He actually would.
I love the other two filling in for him, but Grimmy and Harry have a special friendship, so I'm happy with this. Really happy. No. You can't do this to me. That's at 2 in the freaking morning here. The things I do for these boys. SMH. I don't even know what SMH means, but I saw somebody write it on Twitter, so I just put it. I don't care. Currently crying and ranting to my friend about Harry being on BBC Radio 1 because I have school at that time on a Friday.
It's happening. Harry and Grimmy. Friday morning, 8 a.m. on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.